you've had your dinner with Kid Resistance and have decided that Kid Resistance will be allowed to use your house on a schedule, which will be determined at some point later, and that you will mutually exchange information, learn from the Circle of the Dead. You discovered that there was a
spy.
Hard-boiled detective of some, what?
Spy.
A spy, yeah, some sort of, yeah, spy sitting at a table nearby listening and reading lips, and then they promptly noticed they were discovered and left, and as Valence Arcane Eye was following them out, you saw a bunch of ticks and guards and two of these robed figures approaching and surrounding the Dannys. They demanded that Kid Resistance be turned over to them, that Kid Resistance would be arrested, and that anyone who was found, like, harboring them would also be charged. And then they took out a little gyroscope device, which sent out a pulse which deactivated all magic items within its radius. So let's roll initiative. Mm-hmm.
17.
Rowan?
12.
12. Benjamin?
8.
8. Kara?
6.
6. You ordered one of everything. This makes sense. Valen?
7.
7, yes. Pancakes are strong today. They hold you to your chair. Star?
16.
16. Is that a 1 for Star?
That's an 8.
Oh.
So I think Kara's busy fishing 10 gold out of the purse to leave for the staff. As we dine and dash or whatever.
Yeah.
Bayless is doing that thing where, like, both hands are up on the table and he's leaning back in his chair and he's going, just like, I need to get up. I gotta stand up now, but I can't yet.
Just sweating. Oh, I got the pancake sweats.
It's maple syrup.
Just, yeah, it's just like this.
Just like a little. Oh, fully basted.
Right off the bat, people kind of look up as the pulse of anti-magic comes out and just, like, moves through Danny's. Like, all the fires in the kitchen go out. All the floating pots of coffee just, like, smash onto the ground. There's, like, pancakes. Everything that has been magically held up falls. And so there's just, like, a groan that goes through the whole diner as people get, like, covered in whipped cream.
Kara fishes out another 10 gold.
One of the ticks steps forward. So I guess, Valen, you still have your arcane eye outside, is that right?
Yeah, should.
So then you can see one of the robed figures nods at one of the ticks, and it walks in through the front door.
Would the gyroscope have canceled that spell?
No, so it doesn't remove, it's not like a counter spell or a dispel. So it's just magic items.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But, like, I can still use a focus to be doing magic?
This is an important question for both of us.
Yes, me as well.
All of us.
I mean, if this has made all of you useless, Bree is going to have some stern talking to's to be giving out after.
And one for you, and one for me.
I don't have to be useless.
I can bonk.
You can bonk?
Bonk.
I can be a wolf.
To the staff bonk.
To me, an arcane focus is a magical item that, like,
it's a
to me, it
flavor
feels like
replacement it, of component pouch.
Yes. But for me, like, it is, like, my holy symbol is very much a magical item.
Yeah. It's that.
It's a plus
gray
one.
Line.
I mean, I love the idea that this anti-magic field was like, you know that god you love? Yeah, he's forgotten about you now.
I could see if it's like deals only with magical items, I could see it like not affecting the arcane focuses, but like if yours is a plus one, for example, it would remove plus one. But you can still cast.
Yeah, I think that's right. This says here that they are not magic. Like it is a it amplifies magic that's put into it. But isn't itself magic, because it can just be...
Like, my staff can still cast stuff, but it can't do the twin spell.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so your focuses are okay, your foci.
And I'm assuming my whip is just a normal whip at this point.
Just a normal whip, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't pick up my axe anymore, also.
It's real heavy.
Yeah, it is super heavy. So you can lift it like you could before.
Oh, okay.
Like when you were underwater. But I think what it's going to be is it's going to take a strength check and you'll be making attacks with disadvantage with it.
Yeah, like at first. That's cool.
So people are sort of getting up and nobody's like rushing out the door, but they are getting up out of their chairs and leaving their tables, and they look frustrated and they are making their way out the front door as the tick steps inside. And you can see that it is looking around the room and it sees your table, but it can't move forward anymore because of just the torrent of people that are making their way past it on their way outside. So it is kind of like, excuse me, please make way. And like trying to push through this crowd of people who are just swarming out the door. Then five of the Kid Resistance kids sort of jump up and they're like, well, this was really eye-opening. Thank you. We'll see you. We'll nail a schedule to your door at some point, but we're going to make our way out the back there. And immediately they sort of put on their backpacks and jump over the back of the booth and are going to start running towards the back door. They as well having some trouble moving through all of the people. You can see like not everyone is going though. Like some people are just sitting there and kind of like reading the newspaper and drinking their coffee like nothing is happening. This doesn't seem to be that crazy. That brings us to Bree.
Bree is one of those people. I mean, she's like, I guess they are here for kids. It's not our problem. And is kind of like trying to heft up the axe a little bit, but is mostly just like sitting put.
Yeah, and you can see, like, as you're holding onto the axe, the rune work in it, you can see it, like, flickering and trying to light up. And it's actually, like, all the magic items are encased kind of in like, a dull glow that seems to be suppressing their powers.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely, like, preoccupied with that a bit, leaving the pancakes to the side and a more, like, what's happened here. But Bree doesn't seem... Bree doesn't understand the situation.
I think we should leave. Kara's fumbling with her pouch.
And Star, that's up to you.
Star stands up, and is there a tablecloth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Star's going to, like, whip the tablecloth off the table
okay.
And, like, wrap it around his lower body like a towel.
I forgot about
the pants. Okay, please dex check for the whipping the tablecloth off.
Okay. That's only fair. Uh, 19 for the dex check.
Okay, yeah. Things like rattle a little bit, but nothing yeah. goes flying off.
So you see
the
him
table.
Like cinching it into like a knot around his waist, and then is like, gentlemen, I believe we should take our adieu. And then starts to run for the back door.
Okay.
How far can I get?
So the people, I'm going to consider it difficult terrain.
Okay.
Just the people making their way towards the front door. So for a couple of rounds, there might be people just trying to single or in a group try to make their way out the door.
Actually, question, is there a window?
Yeah, there's lots of windows.
Like can I look out the window and see if there's any like obvious law enforcement?
I think you could see out on the corner making their way around the back of the building are four guards.
Oh, okay. Well then
yeah.
The back door is not much of an exit. What about up? Any skylights?
How nice is this Danny's?
Yeah, what kind of...
It is really nice. I mean, like, it is a... It's very big. I would say that there is a couple of, like, stained glass skylights with just, yeah, pictures of pancakes and that kind of thing.
Stained glass?
Oh, but I can't go up the walls anymore.
Your slippers are off, yeah.
I mean, you're still a tabaxi.
You do have a climb speed, yeah. It's just way less graceful because you're, like, jamming your claws into the wall. Really wrecking the drywall.
Okay, is there any like rafters next to any of the skylights? Like, how do you access those?
Yeah, I would say there's like A-frame rafters that kind of lead up to these.
Okay, I'm gonna try and climb up to the A-frame rafter.
Yeah, okay.
So you have just stands up and whips the tablecloth off and stitches it around himself and then just walks over to the wall and just starts climbing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's like, gentlemen, like...
Yeah, I think you're like partway up and you see there's also like a couple of like gecko looking lizard folk who are like climbing up the other side of the walls as well with just like suction cup hands.
Okay, so I can get like seated in the A-frame at least, like,
yeah, if you dash, because you've got a 20-foot climb speed, right?
Okay, yep, yeah, I do.
Yeah, so you would be able to get comfortably seated up in the A-frame.
Okay,
dash.
Cool. Yeah, okay, yeah. Then I'll bonus action. I'll use my bonus action to dash because I use my action to put on a towel.
Put on a skirt.
Yeah.
One of the magic users stays out front, and the other one starts making their way around the back, followed by one of the ticks and Rowan.
Okay, how high are these beams above us?
I would say the beams are probably like 25 feet up.
25 feet up. All right, I'm going to look around at the crowd running out, and I'm going to see the people running around, like the guards running around the back. And, Star, I think maybe that's the best idea. And I'm going to stand up and whip my whip up and around one of those beams and just start climbing up to join them.
Okay, just make like an athletics check.
Oh, that is a 9.
9? Okay. Yeah, I think you're slowly going up, but I would say you're gonna move. It's half speed to climb, so I'd say you make it like 10 feet.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you know, I gotta start lifting weights. How did this happen?
That pancake weight.
So, do you think this breakfast counted as a short rest?
Since this morning? Yeah, I would say so.
I would say since I turned into a sentient.
That was at the dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rowan is kind of hovering above the table, swinging back
just
and forth from this.
Yeah, my feet every now and then scrapes the wall. I'm like, no, I got it.
Yeah, just like the sound of straining leather. Then one of the other ticks is going to come inside as well. And walking past the first one, their heads kind of turn towards each other, and then this one is going to dash, continue moving forward, spotting all the kids like vaulting over people and like running across tables trying to get out the other side. And then the guards are going to start spreading out. You can see them through the windows now, all of them starting to make their way around the outside, just trying to create a perimeter. And Ben,
yeah, almost like as a fight or flight response, he shifts into his more bestial form, but it's barely like he's already pretty big now, so like it just sort of like the sort of owl feather spikes off the top of his head, the owl peaks just get a little bit longer, and he fills out a little bit, but he's still sitting, and he's just gonna grab like do they have like cloth napkins? He'll like grab like a big cloth napkin and just like take out one of Star's daggers, and he's just gonna like start cutting a hole, and he cuts another hole, and then he covers his head in the napkin, and it's like a makeshift mask, and it's it's not sitting well, and one of his eyes is way too small for his giant owl eyes, and he looks ridiculous. He's just like, they can scan your face, do you guys wanna, and he grabs like another napkin and starts cutting holes in that, and just starts handing as many out as he can.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess he could probably make one in 6 seconds. That feels right. One.
Yeah, you could do like a dex check or something if you want to try to go quick, because you're not making good ones, right? You're just making, it's quantity over quality.
We're got a 5.
5? Yeah, you made one.
Yeah, one. Cool.
You poked 2 holes in a napkin in 6 seconds.
Yeah, all right. Standy is great. He's put the napkin over his head, and then he's gonna try to dash up the whip after Rowan.
Okay, make an athletics check.
Oh,
15.
15? Okay.
Climb over Rowan.
Yeah, you'd be like on over Rowan at this point. Yeah, like stepping up onto his shoulders.
Cool. So if I dashed, I have 80 feet. So is that 40? Well, how, like, I can't remember how climbing works. It's half speed?
It's half speed, yeah. But you used your action, right, to make masks.
Oh, right. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. So, yeah. Then it's 20 feet.
Yeah. So you're almost up to the top, within arm's reach of one of the rafters.
Yeah, just with like a ugly burgundy napkin covering his head.
And Kara.
I think I've considered it, and I turn into an owl.
Okay.
Yep.
Copy. Mm-hmm. Copier.
Copy cat. Mm-hmm.
Copy owl?
I've been an owl before. You know, it's where I learned to fly.
How much do you look like whom in owl form? Because you're normally Snow White, aren't you? Like,
I do not look like whom, I don't think. I think I look like a snowy owl. Like, yeah. He's a barn owl, I think.
Whom was a snowy owl?
Was he?
But then the second time and third time, he were different owls.
A mango owl.
He was a mango. Little tiny mango owl the second time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're an owl. Do you want to move or anything?
I do. I want to get right up to the stained glass and see if I can unlatch the latch. I guess I can't because that's another action. And I have to use an action to turn into an owl.
I will say, too, when you fly up there is no latch. These windows are not meant to open. They're very decorative.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
But you do, you fly up there, you get a good look at a smiling stained glass tabaxi sitting in front of a huge stack of pancakes, the light shining syrupy ambers down on the room below.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the top of the round.
I didn't get a turn.
You didn't get a turn?
Oh.
Oh, I skipped you, sorry, Phelan.
Yeah, I would look at everyone sort of fleeing upwards and look at Bree, who's sort of still sitting there. Come on, Bree, we've got to get out of here. Maybe you could smash that window for us, and I cast Fly on myself and Bree.
Okay.
And so the arcane eye is gone.
Cheater!
What window did you point to? Or did you just say that window?
I point to the, like, glass window that Star and Ben and Rowan are all sort of headed towards. You see Valen start to fly directly upwards, and you can fly now.
Rita just starts, like, naturally just, like, slowly lifting off her chair like a balloon filled with helium.
Yeah, and fly gives you 60 feet of fly speed, so I think I probably get all the way.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have any actions left to do any bonking on the window yet.
Okay, so at the top of the round, and I'll just, like, as just a reminder for everybody, you don't have to, like, ask me if stuff is here. Like, it's a diner. If it makes sense, like, if you think it's there and you want it to be there for something that you're doing, it can just be there, and you can just describe it. So the first tick that walked inside is going to walk over to the table and is just kind of, like, looking up at everybody starting to fly up into the ceiling and just says,
please wait outside. Your questioning is going to be necessary.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be right there.
It's just standing right behind you, Bree. All the kids do not slow down at all, and they all just, like, burst out the back doors into the street. You immediately hear yelling and fighting outside as they just collide with a group of guards out the back doors. As that happens, through the stained glass window upstairs, you see a metal hand kind of shoot up and grab onto one of the struts on the roof, and one of the ticks launches itself up onto the top, and you can see it, like, just walking past the window that all of you are looking out.
Rats.
As it's starting to make its way over the top. So yeah, like through the windows, it's just a flurry of movement as just guards and ticks are starting to surround the entire. Danny's hearing the sounds out back of guards calling for help as Kid Resistance collides with them. All of them seem to be juicing it towards the back doors to try to help out with that. And Bree, it's back to you.
I'm just going to, I guess, stand up, try to pick up the axe with one hand and like the chair with the other. And then I just want to javelin straight up out the window. With the chair as like a battering ram.
Okay, so just make an attack with an improvised weapon.
Do I need to make a axe check to see if I am capable of flying, or?
We're getting into a Mjolnir situation, like.
Yeah.
Mjolnir in the elevator. Elevator can lift it. Is the elevator worthy?
Yeah, I think just do an athletics. The only thing that's going to happen, like you're going to reach this window regardless, but you might move half speed.
Okay, what if I rage?
Yeah.
I'm going to rage anyway just to take advantage on this athletics check.
Yeah.
Bree is upset that she isn't getting to finish her meal. Ooh, I rolled a 5 and a 6, which is a 12.
Oof. A 12. Okay, so I think you are going to be moving like half speed as you like super charge up to jump and then it yanks you back. So like one arm is down holding onto the axe and the other one is stretched out straight with the chair.
So I can't reach the window.
No, you can't. 30 feet is enough to reach the window.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to javelin the window.
Okay. Make an attack.
Disadvantage. 16 plus 3, I guess. Strength.
Definitely hits the window.
Yeah. And then this does unarmed damage. 1d6.
Yeah.
8.
8? Okay. Yeah. You smash through. What does this look like as you come up onto the roof of Danny's? Basically right next to a tick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming up with kind of the chair in one hand, so the four legs are kind of breaching through the window first to break the structural integrity, and then just the bottom of the seat slamming up against it to send out, like, a shower of glass, as I'm assuming I just kind of float just a little bit above the window, probably face-to-face with this tick, but trying to leave, like, enough room beneath me for everybody else to pile out. And I think probably just looks at the tick and is like, sorry.
And it looks, I mean, a featureless face, but kind of startled as it steps back a bit and says,
property damage is noted.
And Bree just like nods. Sounds right.
Star.
Can I barrel out that window?
Yep.
I guess Star's just going to like sort of run across the raptors, like rafters pretty gracefully, and sort of just hop out the window.
Okay, yep.
And then what do I see?
You see Bree floating 5 feet from a tick.
Okay.
So you would come out of the window right next to the tick.
Okay.
And yeah, so the roof just kind of like slopes down from here around the back. Because you're up on the roof, I think you can see two of the Kid Resistance members are kind of like standing in the street looking a little bit panicked as there's three guards on top of the other three kids.
Okay.
And they're like fumbling, like holding them down, trying to get manacles on them.
I'm going to ask for something, which is what I want, which is like, I want there to be like, is there any like cables like attaching like the top of the Danny's to other parts of the... to other buildings in the street or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, there's like a big, like advertising the special of the week. There's like a big banner that spans across on wires from to like a bunch of buildings around.
All right, sweet. So Star's going to run, and like as he runs, he's going to like undo his makeshift towel and like whip it on top of the cable and then like ride it down to like the other building.
Okay. Which like are you going towards the kids? So like there's the front of the building, which is where the two magic users are.
I want to go in the direction that has the least, seems like it has the least antagonists, if that
yeah,
makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah, okay. So I would say that is like the north facing side of the building. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Toward the tick tower?
Around the building, though, like there's a tick to the south. There's three. I would say it's either to the east, which would be like right over the kids where all the guards are distracted, arresting them, or to the north, where there are some guards making their way around the corner, but haven't gotten in position yet.
Which ring are we on again? Sorry?
You are in the trades on the Silchus ring.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go for that direction. The direction with the least ticks is what I'm looking for, I guess. Like, I'd like to get on the roofs of some of these, like, you know, buildings that are kind of running in parallel in the street, because I feel like once I get there, I can slip into the crowd or something.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to go probably down to the south to get to the buildings, like, just...
Yeah.
Yeah, so sliding over there, and as you, like, go overhead, you can see that there are people who have gathered to, like, look and see what all the commotion is, and they are just heads just follow you as, like, some parents just cover up the young one's eyes as this, like, nude tabaxi just slides overhead.
Were you dashing?
Yeah, how much, like, do I need a roll? Do I need any movement for this?
For this, like, just sliding across, I think this would just be, like, your movement.
Okay.
Yeah, is there something else you want to do once you get to the house?
So I'm on the house on, what, the southeast corner of the Dannys? That's what I'm imagining right now?
Yeah.
I want to, not really. I'll just get in the house and get on the roof of the house, and if there's, like, a chimney, I want to try and slide and sort of, like, duck behind it for a second just to get my bearings.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy enough. You can see, like, the tech on the roof has watched you do this, but isn't coming after you. It still seems to be heading towards the back.
Okay. As an action, can I do a perception check, or did I use spend an action?
You can do a perception check.
Okay, cool. I just want to get an idea of the situation on the ground around the Dannys, and then also looking eastward, like, you know, to see if there's any more guards going east, to see when I, like, go head that way, whether or not there will be an easy method of escape, I guess.
Yeah, easy enough. You can see, like, the tech on the roof has watched you do this, but isn't coming after you. It still seems to be heading towards the back.
I'll just get in the house and get on the roof of the house, and if there's, like, a chimney, I want to try and slide and sort of, like, duck behind it for a second just to get my bearings.
I mean, it's just like there's just so much going on all the time in Mox the Rain. There's a lot of people standing around watching. It seems like all of the authorities in this area are around the Dannys right now.
All right, then I guess that's my turn.
Okay. With that, both of the robed figures, the two robed drow, also lift up off the ground. And start to fly.
Shit.
So one of them is going to fly up. Actually, yeah, both of them are. They're both going to fly up over the roof past the first tick. So they are flying past you, Bree, as you're floating next to the tick. And as they're, like, looking over the back and seeing the three kids pinned to the ground, one of them just says,
"Hold that one,"
pointing at you, Bree.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, the tick turns towards you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Rowan.
Okay. I'm still trying to climb up this whip. and now I'm kind of embarrassed and sort of sadly swinging as I kick my legs frantically and try to hoist myself up arm over arm. Do I get up there eventually or what?
Yeah, if you want to try athletics to go faster, otherwise if you dash, you can just make it out the window.
Dash is my bonus. No, I'll try the athletics. It's a minus one, but you know, I've got, like, I'm fortified with paint. Oh shit. Okay. Well, that's a good seven.
Seven? Okay. Yeah. So you're moving. You're slowly getting up there, hand over hand.
All right, and I'm going to look around and be like, oh, okay, does anyone else want to climb this whip? Should I just get down now?
I mean, you look around, everyone else is above you.
Yeah, am I the last one?
Yeah.
Valen, I think, is still down there, hasn't flown up yet. But
I'm hovering at the window.
At the window, right, yeah.
Oh, okay, so I've used one action, right?
Yeah. Or no, not an action, just your movement.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Let me read the rules on this thing. Maybe I'll just do this. I was like, I won't use that. I'll make sure we can all get out. But let me do it.
I'll make sure we can all get out. Every man for himself.
It's yeah. A star.
Yeah, we're yeah,
already on the other side of the street.
No, and no one will know where you went either.
That's so true.
Is the front door, how far away is the, oh wait, I can just count these blocks, right?
He gone like a scalded cat.
Oh man, I hate that saying now. Oh, I just thought about cats getting scalded. People dropping tea on cats. Oh. Poor cats.
I bet that happens a lot though.
And having enough for a saying.
Yeah.
Enough people saw what that looked like.
Yeah.
I was like, you got a face like a scalded cat.
Face like a scalded cat. Oh. Poor kitties.
I guess just bad, right?
Poor kitties.
They're all right. They got 9 lives. Like, they're fine. Like, stop being greedy.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah, I say that and I look down and I realize everyone else is out. Valen is starting to fly and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is silly. And I'm going to flutter my cloak and turn into mist.
Okay.
That's a magical item?
Oh, right. So I flutter my cloak and then I let go of the whip and I just crash down onto the table. And I'm like, oh, this is, you know, some mornings. Yeah, okay. All right. Today, you know, I'm going to let myself have this. Today's been rough. And that's okay. You know, it's okay to have a bad day. And I'm brushing myself off and I'm going to.
Everywhere.
Yeah, syrup. And I guess I will use my bonus action to do a full perception check of this room, and I'm going to try to get out one of the doors.
Okay.
Yeah, Vale is just muttering, I knew we should have gone low profile.
All right. I'm paying for last session's amazing rolls. Let's see. This is a low one. So plus 11. So that's only 16.
Ooh.
Which is 10 less than my passive.
You did just land bum first in a pile of pancakes and blackberries and...
Yeah, today's an off day. That's mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm.
So you're very sticky, number one. Stand up, sticky, and you're right next to the tick that is standing at the top of your table, who is just looking at you, like was watching you kind of try to climb and then just move your cape out and fall back onto the table.
Yeah, high school gym class all over again. Okay.
But you can see that most of the people have made their way out by now. There's like still gatherings at the front door. You can hear all of this. I think one of the back doors is still like swinging open and closed. And every time you see like a kid jump and jersey one of the guards, and then a guard like slapping manacles onto another one as they all just like struggle and tumble in the back. But basically everything has come in the front door or made their way around, leaving the front door basically open. It's just this one tick or two ticks in front of you to get to that door that don't seem to be super concerned with you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll look at that other tick and just kind of shrug. And I used my movement. So I guess next turn I'll move towards the door.
Okay.
So I'm just standing on the table right now.
Okay. And that second tick is going to... Yeah, just start dashing through with the second. It's just going to hop into the kitchen over the bar and start running towards the back door as the middle of the room has cleared out a fair bit. So getting pretty close to the back door now that is still swinging open. You can see like some of the kids looking up and seeing the tick moving through and a panic kind of sets in as they start fighting a bit harder. And all the guards now are just sprinting around the back. And Benjamin. And Valen, you're on deck.
Yeah, looking up through the shattered window and like, just, you know, after shielding his eyes, Ben is gonna just point at the tick there and cast Dispel Magic on it.
Roll whatever check it is to try to dispel.
Yeah. Nat 20.
Nat 20, okay.
Nat 20 plus, I'm not sure if that, yeah.
But, your spell modifier.
Thank you. So yeah, 23, and then any. So the DC equals for whatever the abilities are is 10 plus the spell's level. On a successful check, the spell ends.
Yeah. So with this, I think what happens is it is like turning now to face Bree and is reaching forward to try to grab her. And it kind of freezes and just shuts down. And it's like knees hit the ground and its head just goes onto the roof. And it just starts to slide down the slanted roof.
Mm. And then Ben jumps on Valen's back. Just like with a really like graceless, just like oof.
And you're like hit. You're like bigger now, right?
You
gained. So Valen like, ugh. Yes, I've got you.
Thanks. I think that worked. Ben says up at the nothingness where the dick was.
Yeah.
And then Valen, it's your turn.
Valen is going to, with Ben on my back, sort of keep flying up and out the window. And I imagine I then just see the two drow spellcasters.
Yeah, and they're flying like in formation over. They have now seen this, and you can see that they are looking at that with I mean, they seem very focused on Ben right now.
Okay.
Don't
mind us. Sorry, just a misunderstanding. We'll be on our way now. And I will cast Mage Armor on myself.
Okay.
And just, yeah, start flying up and towards the, like, central column, I guess, 30 feet.
Okay.
I assume me carrying someone while flying is half speed.
Dragging, yeah. Yeah. So flying up how high?
Up 10 over 20? I don't, yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you're just like making a straight shot for it or if you're kind of trying to get out of the... They're only flying a couple of feet above the roof.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be like above and outside of their little like zone of control or whatever.
Okay. Kara.
Kara is just off to the side, I guess, from where Valen was. And she's going to fly top speed out the window. A little snowy owl bullet, and get some distance. Like, I think with a dash, it's like 120 feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She got.
And which direction?
I think towards the center, the ring, upward.
Okay. Yeah, so flying overhead again, like seeing this, the group of people who are kind of gathered around now, you look back and you can see that the other two kids are still like trying to pry the guards off of their friends, and they manage to free Books, but the other two look like they are stuck. As more guards are starting to come around the corner now, it looks like those three are about to just book it and leave the other two. The tick at your table, as the one shuts down upstairs, all of the ticks, you can see two in here and probably one out the window right behind you, all of them look up to where that one disappeared.
Mm.
And it is going to reach up, and one of its hands shoots up and grabs one of the rafters above, and it's going to pull itself up to the bottom of the window. So Bree, you can see that just inside the window is the tick below you. And then Rowan, outside the window, you see the one outside do the same thing. It shoots its hand up and it is now on the roof as well.
Okay.
This one is deactivated. And Bree, it's your turn.
I'm really tempted to go rip the head off that deactivated thing, but I don't think I'd understand the reasoning why I as a player want to do it. I'm gonna fly. We're gonna go full scatter right now, it seems like. You know, I've seen Star go down one way, I've seen Valen go up. I've seen the owl fire off in one direction. I think I'm just gonna go to the left full 60, 120 feet.
Okay.
Or I guess 16 on a strength check.
That's enough, yeah.
Yeah, then yeah, 120 feet. Move okay. And dash.
With the big heavy axe just like dragging under you in the air. You fly over this tick, which you can see now the deactivated one is starting to spark and looks like it's like twitching and starting to move again.
Okay.
Hmm.
Star.
So from my perspective, I guess I'm seeing a lot of ticks like now pulling themselves up onto the roof.
Yes. Yeah.
Are any of them like clocking me that right now?
No. Like there are so many people fleeing the scene that there's not really, they're not like picking random people out of the crowd or anything.
Okay.
They seem to be just kind of like moving towards the back, towards the kids, except for now. Now they're all moving up onto the roof. They've definitely changed trajectory.
Is there a clothesline around?
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to go over to the clothesline and pick some pants.
Yeah, okay. Make a luck roll to see how well they suit you.
Okay, like D20?
Just a straight D20, yeah. Under 10, it's bad. Over 10, it's good.
17.
17, all right. You find some pretty damn good pants.
All right, man. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So Star's, like, watching, like, crouched on the roof and then, like, looks over and sneaks over and just rips the pair of pants off and then just, like, puts them on really carefully.
What do these pants look like?
Do I get to pick or do you get to pick?
They're you good pick. Pants.
You pick.
Hammer pants.
Hammer pants.
I always picture Star in hammer pants.
Yeah. Just realized
yeah, they're
that.
Like they're like big poofy parachute pants. Like I imagine actually they're like tabaxi cut. Like it's like, oh wait, oh, I should maybe knock on this door.
Something they got a tail. They got a
yeah.
tail hole.
Got a little tail hole. Yeah. I'm gonna stay here and watch the situation for a turn. I think I'm just gonna maybe like stealth to stay hidden. But other than that, I just wanna watch.
Okay. Yeah. Roll stealth.
27.
Okay. I think so. Like before you stealth, I think when you like pull the pants off the clothesline, you like look over and there the guy who like owns the pants is in the window, like putting stuff up on the clothesline and does look over at you. But you can kind of see him be like, I've been there, buddy.
Yeah. And, like, okay. So he's also tabaxi. So like, that's what I'm imagining.
Also tabaxi.
So. I just, like, kind of, like, give him, like, an old, like, a nod and, like, kind of salute him a little bit and just, like, put him on. And then, like, kind of, like, mouth, like, you know, like, I'll get you, you know, like.
Yeah. And he gives you a thumbs up, like, yeah, you're good. And then you just dissolve into the shadows.
Amazing.
The two magic users who are flying over, one of them is going to look over at you, Valen, and cast Dispel Magic.
Oh. Woof.
Yep. Counterspell.
I'm regretting not. I have not started the Counterspell Cold War yet.
We're in a Cold War right now for Counterspell.
we have not encountered many straight up spellcasters yet. So
I refuse to use it until he uses it. Yeah. So that's a deal we made.
Yeah, we're in a mad standoff here.
Yeah.
So dispel on me. I have mage armor and I'm concentrating on fly. What would it target?
Dispel magic.
Is it any?
Is it all of it?
All of it.
Any spell.
Fourth level?
Yeah.
Yeah, any spell third or lower.
Cool. So mage armor is gone.
But they need to make a check for...
For fly, because I cast it at fourth level.
And it'd be 13. Oh, 14.
At fourth. Yeah. 10 plus...
Spell
the spell level. Oh, it doesn't work.
Ha.
They got a 12.
Ha-ha!
So that wouldn't do it, right?
So yeah, like there's like a quick like shimmer as my like maybe like looks like ice kind of shattering off and just disappearing as the mage armor dispels. Ooh.
Sorry, one sec. I think I might have done this wrong. What is your plus
their modifier?
Color.
6. Oh, so it is. It's a 14.
Ooh. So that yeah. That also cancels fly. So wherever Bree is right now, Bree, myself, and Benjamin all start falling.
160 foot an hour giant lizard rocket.
Oh, it dispels it off Bree too?
I think. That's interesting.
There is.
Would it just be on me?
No, it's the spell. Like you are
good
concentrating
question.
On
I'm
Bree
concentrating
too.
On the spell.
Yeah.
But does it dispel the concentration or the effect?
That's a great question. I love this. I don't know.
Excellent question.
Oh, I hate this stupid game.
Because the spell on you would end, but if you're concentrating on a spell,
any spell of third level or lower on the target ends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the target.
So Benjamin and I start to fall. So I will cast Featherfall on us as a reaction.
Isn't there automatically Featherfall in the world everywhere?
There is not.
No. On the bridge.
Just when you jump off the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you cast Featherfall, my fly cancels.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Is it not concentration?
Featherfall's not concentration.
Featherfall's not concentration.
Oh my god. What a hack spell.
Okay, so we're trying to fly away. Dispel happens. Mage armor drops. We start to fall. I cast Featherfall. We slow down. And yeah, just start landing, like, I don't know, towards the corner of the roof or something. I'm not sure how far we made it.
We made it 20 feet.
Like 20 feet over? So you'd be like at the edge of the... So when you Featherfall, I would say you'd be able to get yourself down on the road behind.
Let's do that then.
Right there?
Yeah, so you land as the guards are making their way around the corner. You land on the ground. Two of them look back, but they didn't roll high enough to be able to put together everything that's going on. So they don't stop to come after you.
Excellent.
The other magic user does.
Not so excellent.
So they're both flying towards you. And Ben, you can make a wisdom save.
Ben can roll a 15 for that wisdom save.
Okay.
As Valen sort of like lands quickly and sort of like glances up and yeah, just like the vision flashes before his eyes of like the portent he received this morning and says, Benjamin, steel yourself.
Oh, 21.
21, yeah. Okay, so you, as Valen says, steel yourself, you see the one of the flying magic users like reach out their hands and these kind of spectral chains shoot up out of the ground to try to wrap around you, but you move out of the way and you are not paralyzed.
That's good.
And you hear them yell out, another one here, and Rowan.
Well, I'm gonna, that's all up on the roof. There's not much I can do about that. I hear it all and kind of grimace and then make my way for the front door, kind of mix in with the crowd that, like the tail end of the crowd that's still trying to leave the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, your pathetic attempts to escape have blended you in perfectly.
Yeah. Imagine like a tuba is just playing the entire time as Rowan gets up out of this maple syrupy table and dusts himself off and just casually walks out.
Yeah. Some little kid like looks at me with their eyebrows raised and I'm like, oh, well, we're all adventurers, you know.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Wonders and Blunders. Ben was played by Mitchell Bradbury. Bree was played by Kieran Dyke. Kara was played by Kate Clark. Rowan was played by Andy Woolridge. Star was played by Robert. And Valen was played by Evan Walsh. The world of Vadoon was created by your dungeon mom, Mike Fardy, and exists in the D&D 5e universe published by Wizards of the Coast. Episodes of Wonders and Blunders are edited by TV's Adam Clark. Thank you, Adam. We're an independent podcast supported by you, the listener, but we may take on the occasional ad to help cover our operating costs. If you'd like to support the show directly and monetarily, and get access to ad-free episodes and bonus content, head over to patreon.com/wonderandblunder. If you'd like to support the show, but can't spare the cash, that's totally fine. Follow us on social media at Wonder and Blunder, and be sure to rate the show 5 stars on your podcatcher of choice. Thank you for following us on this fantastic journey, and as always, keep being the best. We love you very much, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.